is KNKX. The Seattle Seahawks are wrapping up their first week of training camp at their headquarters in Renton. The focus is on the regular season now that the NFL has canceled all preseason games due to the pandemic. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, how different is Seahawks camp this year?
Very, very different. But again, just like everything else in the world, what the Seahawks are doing is having another fan-free experience. There will be no fans on the berm. And the first week that we're in right now is devoted exclusively to testing and team meetings. There will be no football playing and no drills in this first week. Each player has to have a minimum of 3 negative tests before they go on the field. This is the same for all the teams around the NFL. And if they test positive, obviously they're going to go into quarantine. So the NFL is sort of holding its breath as this procedure goes on. As far as training camp, they will actually be doing mostly conditioning, stretching, and other fitness drills for the first couple of weeks. They won't actually have a contact practice until August 16th. And of course, there's no exhibition games. Those are all gone. And the first Seahawks game is in Atlanta, September 13th, if the NFL gets there.
Right. And there is a new team member at camp. The Seahawks just acquired safety Jamal Adams by trade. What can you tell us about him?
Well, he is really a star. The NFL just did a poll of the top 100 players in the game. And Russell Wilson was number 2. Bobby Wagner at linebacker was number 13. And Jamal Adams, the new guy for the New York Jets, was 27th. He's a safety who can play multiple positions. In fact, he led the New York Jets last year in sacks, 6.5, which was 3 better than the best Seahawk did. So he's really a versatile guy. Even though he's only 6'1", 213 pounds, he'll play inside, he'll cover passes, he'll rush the passer, and a real valuable asset. The controversy around his acquisition was the fact that the Seahawks gave up 2 first-round draft choices to get him, as well as a starting player, safety Bradley McDougald. And that's a lot of capital to put forward for one player. And the rationale was given by head coach Pete Carroll, saying that the Seahawks, because they draft so low in the first round, they'll never get a shot at somebody this good. He was taken 6th in the draft in 2017 and has been a star ever since. So it makes sense for the Seahawks to take this kind of risk.
With this new player and this different scene at training camp, let's look ahead to the season, assuming there will be one. How do you think the Seahawks are going to do?
I think the Seahawks are better, but it may not show up in their record. Last year, they won 11 games and made it to the second round of the playoffs. But I really do think that was a lot of luck and Russell Wilson. They won 10 games by 8 points or less. That's an NFL record, and they're never likely to get close to that feat again. They barely beat a whole lot of teams, and they caught a number of them with injury problems. So the Seahawks have improved in a few spots, but not dramatically, except for the hire of Jamal Adams. And I think they're going to be a better team, but I wouldn't be surprised if they're 8-8 and 9-7 just because the rest of the league has improved. But all of this will be moot unless Americans and their government take the virus more seriously.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.